Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. In November 2016, the Legislative Yuan began deliberating on same-sex marriage legislation, and my Facebook feed turned into a battlefield overnight. On one side, rainbow flags, on the other, church mobilization orders. Both sides were loud, and both were absolutely certain they were right. And there I sat, somewhere in the middle, deeply uncomfortable. Not because I lacked a position, but because I could see that so many people were rushing to take sides without having done any real work. I call this instant noodle faith. Ready in 3 minutes, no chewing required. No need to sit with the discomfort of admitting you might not fully understand. But same-sex marriage is not a bowl of instant noodles. Here is what I mean. Many people cite Leviticus to oppose same-sex marriage, but that same passage also prohibits wearing garments made of mixed fabrics and eating meat with blood still in it. So why do we selectively emphasize certain prohibitions? Scripture does not interpret itself. It requires interpretation. And if you actually read contemporary theologians, you encounter a humbling reality. Scholars on both sides of this question, serious scholars, are drawing from the same Bible, so this is not a simple binary of right and wrong. Personally, I find myself closer to the position of someone who has read the arguments on both sides and is left holding deep tension, without a fully settled answer. I believe that is actually the most honest response available to us. Faith is not a tool for eliminating tension. Its depth is not revealed in how quickly we produce answers, but in how we choose to face the questions that have no simple ones.